Today we want to look at this idea. It is God's plan for every man to be blessed through hard work and providing for himself and his family. And everybody said, amen. Have you ever heard of the Communist Manifesto? It's a statement of what the communists believe. You need to know that because they're trying to take America right now. And if you're asleep, wake up. And I want to talk to you about God's manifesto. It's right here. Amen. You see, we're all God's creation, and Jesus shows us what God expects from each of us. The preachers need to preach the Word of God so people will know the truth of God's Word and not get caught up in the latest fad. We need to know the truth. You see, we're God's creation, and Jesus Christ shows us what God expects from each of us. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them." And you know, everything we have belongs to God. Everything we have belongs to God. If you don't believe your stuff belongs to God, just die and you'll find out you don't take anything with you and you leave everything behind for the next person. If you're one of these men that's working yourself to death, laying up a big treasure, you're going to work yourself, if you're not careful, into a heart attack. You're going to die, and your wife's new husband's going to get all your stuff. So we need to be careful to lay up treasure in heaven, but God has a plan for every one of us, and work is a big part of it. The thing that really makes life exciting is to be able to work and produce and see what you produce. Somebody say amen. And to one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. I mean, you know, people have different abilities. And just because you don't have 5 talents doesn't mean you can't do something. I've never considered myself to be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I've always wanted to see what I can do. And I've been able to do a few things. Okay. And it's exciting when I see myself accomplish something. Even though it may not compare to a lot of other people, at least I got to do something. Some have the ability to handle more than others. And immediately it says he went on a journey. Verse 16, then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them. He went to work immediately. You need to get to work with the talent you have and see what you can do with it. God is holding us accountable to use our talent even in this world to produce things, according to this parable. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. God has designed man to work and to be productive. To be happy, we must have goals to accomplish. If you're miserable, maybe you need to get another goal in life and start working toward it. It might mean going back to school. At 54 years old, 2 years ago, I went to back to the university and earned a doctorate. So what are you doing it? Well, I wanted to see if I could accomplish more by learning more. So I went back to school, spent 3 years, wrote a 300 or 400 page thesis, and I learned a few things. And it was fun to see if I could just do it. And I did it. And pastored the church full time, had vacation Bible school going on, had concerts going on, and I was able to do it all. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me and enables me. So if God lays something on your heart, you can do it, and don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of your promised land. Go in and take it. Don't let the giants scare you off. Life's exciting. Make it exciting. Take a dare. Just make sure you got a peace in your heart that's what God wants you to do. Verse 17, and likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more. And in verse 18, but he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. In the end, We'll be judged partly on our work and accomplishments according to this parable. God is holding all of us accountable. Are you doing your best with what God's given you? And there is no spiritual and secular to God. It's all spiritual. If you're a lawyer, let me use a different. If you're a doctor, God wants you to do your very best because he's put you there as a minister over that parish. If all the people that come in and out of your office, you're there to be a blessing to them, representing God, even though you're a medical doctor. And my medical doctor spent 3 days teaching us the word of God during the 21 days of praying and fasting. That's the kind of doctor you want. If you're a school teacher, God, that's your parish. That's where you work. You know, if you're an insurance salesman, that is not just selling insurance. That's what God has got you doing to influence people and to help people. Today you need insurance. And you need a good insurance salesman you can trust. You see, the owner of the talents returned to hold his servants accountable. And the Lord's coming back one of these days, and every one of us is going to stand before him and give an account for everything we've said, every idle word, and everything we've done. It's a little scary to hear myself saying that because I'm going to stand there too. You see, the one who had 5 now has 10. The one who had 2 now has 4. The one who had 1 still has 1. He didn't steal it. He said, here it is. I kept it safe for you. Are you using your talent and ability? Are you using your money for the glory of God? You see, the owner said to the one who had 10 talents and to the one who had 4, verse 21, well done, good and faithful servant, said that to each of them. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. The guy who had 2 and increased it to 4 got the same compliment the guy who had 5. So I'm responsible to use what I have the best I can for the glory of God. By praying over it, finding God's will, being sure I make good decisions as he leads and guides me. And then I'm rewarded just as much as the guy that had 5. Because I was faithful over the 2 or the 1. Y'all paying attention yet? This is important. A lot of people feel like they're not the preacher, not important. Listen, God has called you to wherever you are, and if he wants to change it, he'll let you know and he'll change it. But right now, stay faithful where you are. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Betty Clemens, I'm afraid, has really outshined me with her faithfulness. And when we get to heaven, I think her trophy is going to be about twice the size of mine, but that's okay. I got a little time to try to catch up. But that woman was faithful. And I mean, she went through some difficult things. And I'd call her, even drop by her house to see her. And I never saw her down. I never saw her complaining about anything, ever. She's always happy and excited. Right, Linda? She visited with her a lot, and also the other Betty. Okay. But anyway, both of them are dancing together in heaven right now. But the thing is, God wants us to be productive. Verse 24, when he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I was afraid, verse 25, I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. To me, this is one of the most amazing things that Jesus Christ taught. Verse 26, his Lord answered and said to him, and you do remember that Jesus Christ is the one telling this parable. Then his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. Say lazy. That's a problem for a lot of people. And they have inequality because they're lazy. As in this case. The owner said to him, I'm just reading the Bible, right? Is it okay to read all the Bible, not just the favorite parts? I like to read my favorite parts. And that's what I'm doing the last several months, preaching, you know, faith and healing and deliverance. Boy, that's what I like. But if you want to be happy in life, you need to find out what God's called you to do and do it. The owner said to him, the least you could have done was put it in a bank so I could receive interest. And of course, that's a radical paraphrase that I made, but that's exactly what he said. See, God will not allow us to blame our problems on anyone else. Well, he hindered me, she hindered me. No, excuses. Well, I'm a victim. I'm sorry, but that's no excuse with God. Get over it. Get healed. Get going. I could be a victim too. My daddy cussed me every day of my life, totally destroyed my ego. I could have laid down and used drugs and alcohol and wasted my life like a lot of people, but I got up, got a hold of God, got healed, got delivered, and today I'm almost normal. You can lay down and play a victim if you want to, but that don't count with God. That counts with this modern society, but it doesn't count with God. You don't get out of jail and get to go free just because your mama whipped you when you're 3 years old and it warped you. Get over it. Get healed. Get delivered. Get going. That's what I had to do and a lot of other people's had to do. No excuses. The secular humanists and Marxists condemn successful people, but God rewards them. Amen. You live in this world just like I do. Pay attention, but you better know what the Bible says. If you're planning on being successful in this life and making it to heaven, you got to go with God's manifesto. Amen. You see, God, if you come to this church for a few years, you'll know God's manifesto in every area, including faith and healing and deliverance and the miracle power of God. You see, God will not allow us to blame our problems on anyone else. God holds every one of us responsible for using what we have. He holds us responsible for every idle word. He holds us responsible for everything we have done and did not do. God's way of success is hard work and faithfulness. Secular humanists and Marxists condemn successful people, but God rewards them. Verse 28, so take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. The secular humanist and the Marxist would call this income equality, but this is the Christian work ethic. God rewards hard work. How many want to know what the Bible says? How many want to know what the Bible says? What about you folks on live stream listening to my radio? Do you want to know what the Bible says? Stay tuned if you do. Now, not just this Sunday, but every Sunday. And on the radio stations every day of the week. Verse 29, for to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Isn't that interesting? God rewards faithful, hardworking people. Well, I don't like it. Well, it doesn't matter if you like it. God is God. God adds to the one, and I'm just reading the Bible, God adds to the one who works hard and is successful. God does not take from the successful people and give it to lazy drug addicts. Amen. Matthew chapter 25, verse 30, and cast the unprofitable servant, the lazy servant, into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, the secular humanists and Marxists hate this. They want to take the wealth of hardworking people and give it to the unprofitable and lazy. You don't have to say amen. I know you're thinking amen. Amen. They were wealthy. They see wealthy people as not as hardworking, deserving individuals, but as evil oppressors who do not deserve what they work for. They actually say stuff like that. We need to tax those people, you know, double who's worked hard, take that money and spread it around, help everybody that's lazy and will not work, laying in the street because of drugs and alcohol. Many years ago, I was going to transform all the homeless people. Great Pastor Barry. I got 3 buses, went downtown, picked up all the homeless people, brought in 150 of them, and there's most of them on the street back in those that brought them to church. You know what they did? They stood on the sidewalk and blew smoke on our members as they came in. We're still over there. It's a long time ago. They stand down by the bathroom and they wouldn't clean up. They smelled horrible. I had to change the filters, charcoal filters, so we could breathe during the service. I had people leaving the church over and said, "We can't take this." They stand down by the bathroom, women afraid to go to the bathroom. 150 of them. And they kept saying, "Well, the only reason we come is because you feed us." And we were cooking food for all those people, feeding them. Did that for about a year and a half or so. And they kept saying, "We only come to church to get..." I said, "I'm going to check that out to see if they're coming just to get the food." So I announced one Sunday, "Next Sunday, we're going to pick you up, bring you to church, and we'll take..." They had food down to mission. "We'll take you back to the mission, back to the Salvation Army, whichever, and you can get food there." That next Sunday, guess how many came? About 5. You can't help people that don't want help. And I'm willing for the government to take away my money and give it to people who will not work. If you want to go for that, that's your business. But that's not what Jesus is saying here. I feel like God has called me to preach to America, not just you. You say, "Well, you don't have a big platform." Oh, you can help spread it around. And you can take these sermons and send them around. You can email them. Can you say amen? In America, if a worker wants to move up to owner, he has the opportunity to do so. Amen. In America, you can work your way up and own the company. We got people right here in the church who have done it, and they're doing it right now all over the place. And if they keep going and stay faithful to God, you're going to have some billionaires in this church. I just pray I live long enough to see it. And I am seeing it in some right now. Some, however, just want to work a job. That's okay. There's worker bees. Some people just want to work. They don't want to be the manager. They don't want to be the owner. They just want to work and make a salary and then go play golf or go bowling. And that's okay. That's my father-in-law. He was a great guy. He worked at a electronic place, a school. And he helped teach. He was a grader. And that's all he wanted to do. And then on Thursday night, he'd go bowling. Saturday, he'd play golf all day. He was happy. Lived to be 89, almost 90. Had a good life. That's what he wanted to do. A worker bee. That's okay. Can you say amen? But if you're ambitious and you want to go to the top of your company, in America, you can do it. And you don't necessarily have to be the smartest one. You just have to be the one that works the hardest and studies the hardest. I discovered that a long time ago. I don't have to be the sharpest, smartest. I just have to be the one that works the hardest and studies the most. I even study hours on these sermons, and y'all just sit there and look at me. At least I appreciate you sitting there looking at me. See, in communist China, no one has freedom to live out the will of God for their lives. They're slaves of the Communist Party. They don't get to decide anything. They get to do what they're told to do, and if they don't want to do it, they get shot in the head. I visited the Communist China many years ago, 1986. I did a tour of Communist China. I've never seen such miserable people in my life. Everywhere I went, people you could tell they're just miserable. They're slaves. Yes, they can compete with us economically because all their people are slaves. The government takes all their money. They own no property. They put on their front like they're doing well. No, but they don't own anything. The government owns everything. They're slaves. And they'll never be able to get free unless God works a miracle. And once this country goes communist, we'll never get free. And we're a lot closer to it than a lot of us realize. I'm a history major. I see and know things a lot of people don't. See, God knew I was going to be a preacher, but he wanted me to know what's going on in America. Matter of fact, he told me, he said, "I've called you to America. And the main thing I do is intercede for this country. God shows me things to pray for, and I watch him change as I pray for him." That's, I believe, my greatest ministry. You can have a great impact on a country and never do anything but pray if you're called intercessory prayer. Or if you just want to pray, God will honor it. See, the Bible tells us that everyone has different God-given gifts or abilities. Some of these abilities pay more than others because they require more training and skill. The executive may earn more because he provides many jobs for others and experience more stress. In life, I've heard a lot of people say, well, I don't want to be the manager. I don't want to be the owner. I don't want to be the CEO. I don't want the stress. Well, there's people who take that and do that, and they deserve to be paid more. The guy installing my air conditioner earns more than the guy mowing my yard because installing the air conditioner requires more skill and training. He deserves more. People who work hard, but you know, a lot of people know they want everybody equal, everybody have the same thing. It cannot work if you're going to live by the Bible. It doesn't work. And communism and socialism would never work because it's contrary to human nature. If a person can't work and keep what they earn, they're not going to work. If they do work, they're going to work just enough to keep from getting shot. People who work hard and earn a skill deserve to be paid more. This is why we have income inequality in America. We still have the freedom to study, work hard, and move up the ladder or not. Some just want to work a job and play golf. Others just want to lay around the street and use drugs and alcohol, and you can't do anything to change them. Only God can change them, and God can't even change them unless they repent of their sins and invite Christ into their life. Training, college, and hard work still make a difference. But many people don't want to go that route. But if they'll work hard, they can go another route. Amen. You don't have to have a college degree to be very, very successful. A lot of people, even a lot of preachers I know, they don't have hardly any training at all, and they're blowing me away. Okay. That's okay. I'm working with what I got. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Well, that would fly in America, wouldn't it? If a person is lazy and will not work, don't feed them. And I have, over the years, had to turn a lot of people down. Come here with their hands out. Well, I need this and I need that. Do you have a job? No. Well, why not? Are you able to work? This one guy kept coming back, and I kept helping him. Of course, we give him your money. You give this church. Do you want us taking your money and your benevolence designations and giving it to people who won't work? No. Is that what you want? You want me throwing your money out the window? So I feel like a steward of it, and Lynn and people that are in the office, they really helped me with that. And this one guy, he kept coming back for money. And I said, look, I know you got a job. You got mad and quit. And when you get a job, you know, you got to try to tell the boss what to do and you get fired. I'm not giving you any more money. You get a job and you keep the job and work and make money. He got so mad at me, he was cussing mad. He was over there, it was years ago too. And he stomped around mad. And I said, I'm not giving you any money. So he left. And later he robbed somebody and went to prison. Okay. And I said, oh boy, I didn't know what I was up against. That guy could have shot me. But shoot me or not, I'm not giving away your money to people who won't work. Is that okay with you? That's a little over half of you. Just like I got 51%. I'm okay. Yay. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Verse 11, for we hear that there are some who walk among you in disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Would all the busybodies please raise your hand? We don't have any here. We really don't, not that I know of. Verse 12, now those who are such, we command you and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. You want bread? Go to work. Well, I just can't get a job. Well, then mow yards. Do something. Amen. God says, do not feed the person who has the ability to work but will not. Now, you understand, I'm not talking about people who are in need. It's not their fault. We give a lot of money to people in benevolence. We take benevolence offerings at Christmas and other times to give people in this church who are having a difficult time financially, but they're good people, good moral people who work hard if they have a chance. They work around the church. They're always trying to do something to help people. And we're going to help those people. Amen. Amen. And sometimes it's take money out of my own pocket. We are obligated by God to help needy people. But it's different when they're lazy and won't work. Or they spend all their money on drugs and alcohol. You give to somebody like that, you're enabling them to kill other people. Get drunk and drive their car and kill somebody with your money? Is this okay? You want me to switch to preach on healing? Jesus and all that came to him to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah that when he came, he'd take our infirmities and our sicknesses. But if you're going to be successful in life, I'm going to be successful in life. I got to believe this and work hard. And I do work hard. I passed retirement many years ago, and I'm still working. Sometimes I think I'm working harder now than I did when I was young and healthy and had hair. If you don't believe I had hair, they got pictures out there in the lobby. You see, God says, do not feed the person who has the ability to work and want. This is not the Communist Manifesto. This is God's manifesto. Communism will always fail because it goes against God's plan and human nature. You're not going to work if you don't get to keep what you work for. Period. You see, we must have goals. And the only way to do that is to be free. Capitalism is evil. Anybody that says that is nuts. Capitalism is nothing but the freedom to work. That's all it is. To work and produce for yourself. Well, I know these rich people, they abuse poor people. That's okay. God will hold them accountable. You don't worry about them. You worry about yourself. Amen. God's in charge. He don't need a communist party to work things out. God will take care of it. He's always taking care of me and my family and this church. You see, God's purpose for government is to provide protection for the people so they can be productive. Now, what is the role of government? Romans 13:3. Do y'all want to know what the Bible says? Romans 13:3 says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do what is good. This is what they're supposed to do. For rulers are supposed to be a terror to not a terror to good works, but to evil works. Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath upon those who practice evil. The government's job is to punish evil, demonized people, and to protect us so we can live free and produce for ourselves. God never intended for the government to feed me. He intends for the government to keep me in a safe environment so I can work and feed myself. That's God. That's God's manifesto. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath. In other words, we need to respect policemen and those in authority. And you say, well, there's bad apples. Yeah, there's bad preachers too, but you're still sitting here listening to one. There's bad teachers, but you still send your kids to school. You get rid of the bad apples and keep the good ones. They're ordained to God to protect you. We couldn't have church right now if we'd have policemen driving around here. We had a homeless camp. They built a homeless camp right back there on our property in the trees. It got very dangerous because they was building fire back there. They set that on fire to burn that big building down right behind us. in probably half those houses. So we had to get them out of there before they set the whole place on fire. And so policemen now come and sit in this parking lot and watch to make sure they don't get back there and burn the community down. I mean, you should appreciate good policemen. We got some here in this church, and they're good guys. And you need to pray for them every day. Verse 6, for because of this, you always pay taxes. I'm sorry, for because of this, you also pay taxes. For they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. We pay taxes so they can protect us, not so they can rule over us and abuse us. That's why we have the ballot box. If you don't like what the policemen are doing, vote the mayor out. Christians, I believe a lot of Christians are not being blessed because they will not take the responsibility to go vote. You see, we pay taxes so the government can provide a police force, an army, and other protections. How many know we need to be protected from evil insurance companies take advantage of us? So that's all part of the government's role. They're to protect us so we can work. According to the Bible, the government is supposed to provide a safe environment so citizens can work and support themselves. God's word does not allow for the government to take our wealth and give it to those who refuse to provide for the families. Secondly, humanists and Marxists are demanding that the government heavily tax successful, hardworking people and fix an inequality caused by the unproductive, the lazy, the alcoholics, and the drug addicts. Take our money and try to take care of those people. Let them work and take care of themselves. That's what God says. They will not work, do not feed them. Well, that's awful hard to you, preacher. It's not hard. It's not me. God's the one who said it. I'm just a messenger. As they say, don't shoot the messenger. You see, the U.S. has never had a wealth tax. Once we have that, it's over. It's over. Because they'll take your savings, they'll take your house, they'll take everything. You pay attention. You better pay attention. I know what I'm talking about. History major. I've studied this my whole life. The U.S. has never had a wealth tax. Once we allow that, they will not stop until we have nothing left. After responsible taxes, we need to keep what is left. A wealth tax means they tax your savings account, tax your retirement plan, tax take your house. You got a property tax, but no, this would be a wealth tax that takes away your house eventually. You better pay attention to what's going on in this country. Well, I'm a Christian. I'm just going to trust God. Well, I'm sorry, but this is a country of the people, for the people, and by the people. And if you're not voting, you're not involved, you're in disobedience to God. You have a responsibility to keep this government on track. And as born again believers, Christians do not vote. Shame, shame, shame. We're going to answer to God for it. Amen. Amen. During COVID, we found out the value of having a good county mayor, Mr. Jacobs. Not getting political because he's in office right now, but he's not going to be there much longer. We got to elect another one. And he allowed us to continue to have church during COVID, and nobody died from it. Matter of fact, people got healed from it. Thank God for a good mayor. Get out there and vote. Getting political is when you start naming names and supporting people. And to preach the Bible is not getting political. It's keeping myself out of trouble with God. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, for if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Do you like the word of God? Even infidels provide for their family, but we are to help those who honestly need help. Proverbs 28, verse 27, he who gives to the poor will lack nothing. God promises to bless those who help people in trouble and in need, but we cannot continue to help people that refuse to work. That's why we have the pantry. We have a lot of people around here in need, and you have helped provided hundreds of boxes of food for people. We're supposed to do that. But if a bum won't work, that's his problem. All men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Our right to be free and pursue our dreams comes from God, not from the government. This is the Christian manifesto. This is God's manifesto. Study and work hard, and God will bless you. That's the key to a successful, happy, peaceful life. Exodus chapter 3, verse 17. Then I have said, I will bring you up out of the afflictions of Egypt into a land of the Canaanites, into a land flowing with milk and honey. You see, the atheist might say God gave them land belonging to someone else. All land belongs to God, and he gives it to whom he pleases. He created the land. Communist Marxists didn't create the land. You see, God has a promised land for all of his people, and that includes owning private property. And even if you rent, that's your private property. No one can come in there and search your stuff without a warrant. Because it still belongs to you as long as you pay your rent. It's private property. Joshua chapter 14, verse 11. I, Caleb, am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. He was 85 years old, and he said, God has kept me healthy so I can take my property that God has promised me. Verse 12. Y'all pay attention. God is a capitalist. He's not a Marxist. If you don't like it, take it with him. Verse 12, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. The Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. You see, God promised him, but he had to go take it. Verse 14, so Hebron has belonged to Caleb ever since because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly because he followed God. God gave him property, private property. You see, God promised Caleb his own private farm, and he gave it to him. God has a promised land for all his people, and no government has the right to take it away. We must be like Caleb, fight for and believe in God's promises. You see, being free and remaining free depend on the ability to own private property. You take away private property, and you have a communist state where the people have no authority, no power. You have to have private property to stay free. Karl Marx, in the Communist Manifesto, writes, in this sense, the theory of the communist may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of private property. That's their goal, is take away everything you have. Right now in America, there's mayors already proclaiming they're doing it. They're saying they're trying to do it right now in major cities across America. Well, we don't have a problem. You better wake up. The goal of Marxism is to take over all businesses, companies, corporations, private property, and all political power. Their promise is that the working class will be the ones taking over and controlling everything, but that is a lie. That has never happened. This has never happened. The Communist Party always takes over everything and makes the working class slaves, as they've done in China, North Korea, Cuba, and tried to do in Venezuela. Wake up. There are political leaders right now in America advocating for the abolition of private property. They're even teaching our kids to own private property is wrong. That's pure communism. Once the government takes over private property, it has total control over our lives. We become their slaves. All men are created equal, and they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That's what this whole country was built on. We haven't been a perfect country, but we've done better than most. Why do you think the whole world wants to move here? Our right to be free and pursue our dreams comes from God. This is the Christian manifesto. I mean, think it's time we had a Christian manifesto. We've had it all the time. The preachers just haven't preached it or haven't understood it themselves. See, this is God's manifesto. Study and work hard, and God will bless you. God's purpose for government is to protect the people so they can be productive. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, this is our job. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Let's all stand.